BBC News with Debbie Russ. President Donald Trump has praised his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping during his visit to Beijing and blamed previous US administrations and not Beijing for America's trade deficit. With President Xi looking on, Mr. Trump said he could not blame China for taking advantage. He also said he believed China could fix problems with North Korea quickly and easily if Xi Jinping decided to do so. The United Nations aid chief, Mark Lowcock, has warned that Yemen is facing the largest famine the world has seen for decades unless a Saudi-led coalition lifts its blockade on humanitarian aid. He said millions of people were at risk. The Saudi-led coalition began the blockade on Monday following a missile attack on Riyadh by Houthi rebels. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, has told the BBC it will be a long time before conditions are right for Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh to return to Myanmar. He said forcing people to return would create the basis for new violence. Taiwan's armed forces are searching for a missing Air Force pilot whose Mirage 2000 fighter jet disappeared from radar screens on Tuesday night. The defence minister strongly rejected speculation the pilot had defected to China. Six members of the now-dissolved Parliament of Catalonia are appearing before Spain's Supreme Court in Madrid, accused of rebellion and sedition. The charges, which carry jail sentences of up to 30 years, relate to the staging of a banned independence referendum in the region last month. The film company Sony Pictures is to cut the actor Kevin Spacey out of the completed film All the Money in the World after a string of allegations of sexual harassment against him. Spacey had played the part of the US millionaire John Paul Getty, but now all his scenes will be shot again with actor Christopher Plummer in the role. The release will still go ahead as planned on December the 22nd. That's the latest BBC News.